You've seen movies about possession, but what about real life? It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. We wanted to check in with our psychic medium / soul worker, Stacy Renee. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm scared, honestly.
Nervous.
So last week, we sort of talked to you on Friday about how you communicate with the dead and how you speak with them. And so this week, we wanted to go a little bit further and talk about your experiences with possession.
I mean, because it's spooky season. Not that I'm like chomping at the bit to find out this info.
Oh, God.
Miguel is, though.
I am. So, Stacy.
It's intense.
Oh,
what's been your experience with possession?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, sincerely, I have had a lot of different experiences with possession. Because you think possession, you think, oh, a spirit took over somebody's body. It goes so much further than all of that.
Oh.
Spirits can take over homes, land, people, animals. Basically, whatever they feel is theirs. They take over.
What?
And they do really crazy things. Sometimes there have been houses that I've gone to where they're like, oh, my goodness gracious, this just keeps happening. And we wake up with scratches on our body.
Oh.
Things will fly out of the kitchen cupboards. Oh. Showers will be on in the middle of the night. And just like really, really scary, scary things that you think would only be made up in movies.
Now,
little do you know, there's actually a soul or, you know, a spirit that lives in that house that there's just they're a little angry that those people are there. And in the spirit's mind, they think they're still alive because that's what spirits are. They're stuck in the in-between land.
So what have you helped someone sort of expunge the spirit or talk to the spirit and let them know that they don't have any ill meaning by occupying that land?
Well, I'm
yes, absolutely. Guys, you have to remember too, spirits can also hang on to people.
Well, this is what I'm more curious about. Like, I don't know why, but I've made peace in my mind with the fact that there could be a spirit just attached to a home or land. Like, got it. But, like, what happens when a spirit is attached to a person?
You come to me and I get rid of them for you. And there's different ways that they can possess people. Sometimes you guys have seen, like, The Exorcist, where they, like, literally, like, some kind of demonic spirit can, like, really sincerely take over somebody. And then there's other people that have come to me that have just literally had a spirit or a darker entity attached to them. And they're like, they feel extra depressed or they feel extra lost or they just feel like they cannot get away from themselves. It's the weirdest thing in the entire world. It turns out that a spirit just attached to them because they're like, oh, well, you're really nice. I like you. You make me feel better. And we have to talk to the spirit about going home. Or if I go to a house where there's a lot of craziness that's happened, there's a house in St. Pete that I went to. I call it the dark house.
Uh-oh.
And I leave it in my phone that way. That way I never have to go back. It was one of the scariest experiences of my life. They were being attacked. Like literally in the middle of the night, they would wake up and scratch. They would wake up bleeding from bite marks and scratches. It took me 3 days to get that whole house cleared out. But after that, for about 2 weeks, I was like super depressed, super, super negative. And it took me to go, okay, you now need to leave me alone and get rid of that spirit completely. It happens, baby. It happens.
So when you go to that house and it took you those 3 days, are you having a conversation with the spirit? Like, are you doing?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's almost like what I do with work. I just feel. It's not like I get to sit down and have a cup of coffee with them in a good argument.
Right.
Sometimes it's cleansing. Sometimes you walk in there with holy water and sage and dragon's blood and you really put yourself into it. And you have to be stronger than that entity. You have to believe with all of your might that you have the universe, God, anything that you truly believe in that is the white light behind you and pushing that entity away and out.
Are you scared?
No. Because the second I'm scared is the second that I'm weak, which is the second they can come after me.
Oh, my gosh. And they can attach themselves to you?
Oh, heck yeah. They can attach themselves to anybody.
And when you say attach to you, what exactly does that mean? They're just following you around? Are they, or is it like a movie where they're like jumping into your body?
Are you levitating
both,
in your bed?
I think, right?
I was going to say all of the above.
Oh, wow.
So what's the difference? What do you think the difference is between a spirit slash entity just like sort of attaching itself to someone and a spirit that actually decides to go into the body and like take over the person? What is that? Why is there that differentiation?
Because I truly believe in my experiences, the spirits who attach inside of somebody that needs to come out, they're that lost, they're that confused, and they're that angry that they're stuck. So they go and they're like, I need this person to do this for me.
Is it chosen randomly or is it like, would they possess somebody that they know?
That's a really great question. Sometimes I wonder if they possess somebody they know from past lives.
Oh.
Wow. This is truly, it's scary, but the way you're talking about it makes it feel
kinda
like
logical.
Right. Like there, you can get a handle on it if you're experiencing it.
I'm scared to talk about it because I feel like a spirit's about to go boop right up in my body.
But look behind you, Scott.
No!
Stop! I don't want to see no spirit. If the lights turned out right now, I would never come back, ever.
Are certain types of people more susceptible to possession?
Absolutely. Because you've got to think about this, too. If you're more open to it, if you're scared of it, if you're weak towards it, absolutely.
Scott.
Absolutely.
Stop, demons! Leave me!
This is Stacey Renee, our psychic medium slash soul worker. So we've talked about possession this week. Let's do something a little lighter next week.
Please.
What,
I feel
can,
like
you,
a demon.
What can you touch on next week?
Next week, I want to talk about how our loved ones get in touch with us. Mm. How there's those angels among us. How we get our signs, how they protect us, and how they help us.
We need that after this.
Okay, so we will do that next week when we talk to Stacey Renee.
We need church.
Yeah.
Now, how can people get into contact with you if they're feeling like I may have a demon inside me?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Please find me on my website at soulworkerstaceyrenee.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you for taking care of the demons.
Yes.
Thanks, y'all. I hope you have a great day. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next week.